Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, August 24th, 2021. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And yesterday was an off day for Miami as they are coming off one of the worst sets of losses this season. The Fish are currently on a 7-game losing streak, which include back-to-back series sweeps from the Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. And Marlins have not looked good in either of those series. And with playoff hopes all but gone, there is still a glimmer of hope for next season, starting now. And with yesterday being an off day, Miami made probably the biggest move this season and the one that every fan has been waiting for. The call-up of Edward Cabrera. For those of you who may not know, Edward Cabrera is the number 2 prospect in the Marlins organization and number 30 overall. This season in AA, AAA, and subs, 2 small starts and in single A, he has a 2.93 ERA, 13 game starts in total, 61.1 innings pitched, and 92 strikeouts. That's just incredible. That innings pitched to K ratio, that's just really incredible.
Certainly would take a walk and take the base runner, the 3-2, swing and a miss with a beautiful breaking ball. 1-2 from Cabrera, swung on and missed.
And this is going to be so great for the Marlins coming up, having him for the rest of August and the whole September and really beginning of October when the season ends. And Cabrera's AAA numbers have been decent so far this year with a 3.68 ERA and a whip of 1.40 in 6 game starts. Cabrera will not only be a breath of fresh air for Miami, but he will showcase his skills on the big stage this year for a spot in next year's opening day rotation. And Cabrera is scheduled to start this Wednesday, which will be tomorrow, in what would be a battle of the top 3 prospects in each organization. And you might be asking, who are the Marlins playing? Who are they starting? They're playing the Washington Nationals, a team that just had just as bad a season as the Marlins. But they will start Josiah Gray. For those of you who may not know, Josiah Gray was traded earlier this year in the blockbuster of almost a decade, the century even, Trey Turner and Max Scherzer, who were traded from the Nationals to the Dodgers. Josiah Gray is the number 3 prospect for the Nationals. And even the top 100, and this will be a battle between 2 top 100 pitchers, and almost we'll be watching a pitching matchup in the future. Tonight's game against the Nationals, the Marlins will start Jesús Luzardo, who's another young pitcher but has quite struggled this season with the Marlins since being traded from Oakland. We'll be playing against Eric Feed, who has just had not a great season, just like Luzardo. Around the same innings pitch, 93, Feed has 96. ERAs are not great on both sides. Luzardo 7.76, Feed with a 5.14. Whips 1.37, Feed 1.72 for Luzardo. Both teams are in the bottom of this division, but the Marlins, if they can beat them this series, get a sweep, they look like they can get to the top four of the division and end the season on somewhat of a high note. But it's really going to be a main focus that Wednesday game, seeing Edward Cabrera making his major league debut against Josiah Gray. That's what people are going to want to see. But that's going to be probably the game of the day between just two young, hungry pitchers that are not only getting prepared this season, but are getting ready for next season's opening day rotation for both teams. But for me, that does it for Big Fish Small Pod. But before you go, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the Small Pod. And do remember this, always, go fish.